So on the back of my last upload, I wanted to just go on a little bit about the Worldwide Festival of Races and the Dream Inspires race, which took place on Sunday. I alluded to it in the last message when I was talking about the things that I've been up to, and really I didn't want to just skim over it as I did. I wanted to sort of go into a little bit about it, but didn't really have the time. You just get a 5 minute limit on these messages. So on Sunday a festival of races took place worldwide, hence the Worldwide Festival of Races, and it comprised of three events: a half marathon, which was the Fidipidations half marathon. I don't think it's actually called the Fidipidations half marathon anymore. It used to be. Then there was the Zen 10K, which I believe is still called the Zen 10K, and then there's the Kick the Couch 5K. And the idea is that on the weekend of the 10th or 11th of October, or there or thereabouts, depending on the year, people from all over the world will take part in a global run, wherever they live. Doesn't matter where they are, they're free to take part. The only thing that they need to do is to actually log on to the website and put their details in and let people know what their times are, and then they can see where they rank and they can download a bib. And it's just really it's an opportunity for people to sort of see how they fare against their fellow runners and get a feel for being a part of a global event. And it's been going for 4 years now. This is the fourth year. I took part last year and I really got caught up in the spirit of the whole thing. I was quite inspired by it, to be honest. I been listening to a couple of podcasts that mentioned it and signed up for it. And I went off and I ran around Liverpool for my half marathon. I ran 13 miles through the streets of Liverpool, took my video camera with me and filmed various bits and bobs, finishing up at the cavern, and then posted it up to YouTube and started spreading the link around to people on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, and got lots of positive feedback about it and felt really cool about the whole thing. And from that sort of moment went on to create a website, a blog for videos, but then that became Runcast TV, which now allows everyone to share their videos. So that was how powerful the Worldwide Festival of Races was for me last year, and I was really looking forward to taking part this year. Then along came Steve Chopper, who introduced himself early this year, and I had the opportunity to run with a couple of times. Very creative person. Steve does the A Mile With Me podcast, and he came up with this idea for a run that would take place in Oxford at the Iffley Road Stadium, or it would finish at the Iffley Road Stadium, which is, if you don't know, where a guy called Roger Bannister broke the 4 minute mile, and really one of the most symbolic moments in running, if not the most symbolic moment. We all saw, well, a lot of people saw Bolt break the 100 meter record, but that was impressive. But this would have been the most impressive thing that anyone had ever seen, and a real sort of flag bearer for the sport. So Steve decided that it would be a fitting place to get all the runners from the UK and that are part of this Worldwide Festival of Races community, this world run community, to all meet up and come together in one day in the spirit of the event and run through the streets of Oxford. And it was absolutely fantastic. Best day of running. I met up with a few of them earlier this year in Matlock as part of the White Peak, and this bettered it. This was great. It wasn't a race as such, more of a run together, but it was a really, really cool day. And I just want to say thanks to Steve for that. And thanks for everyone else for making it such a cool day and being a part of it. So that's it. That's my update. I'll